Cleveland City prosecutor Victor Perez has filed kidnapping and rape charges against the owner of the home where three women, missing for a decade, were found earlier this week.
I just signed criminal complaints charging Ariel Castro with 4 counts of kidnapping and 3 counts of rape. These 7 criminal complaints are first-degree felonies.
The 52-year-old Castro is scheduled to be arraigned today. Cleveland police say they have obtained a warrant to collect Castro's DNA to conduct a paternity test to see if he's the father of Amanda Berry's 6-year-old daughter. Perez says Castro's brothers, Pedro and O'Neill, were arrested but likely will not be charged.
There is no evidence that these two individuals had any involvement in the commission of the crimes committed against Michelle, Gina, Amanda, and the minor child.
Deputy Cleveland Police Chief Ed Tomba says officers had reason to arrest Pedro and O'Neill Castro.
We had enough probable cause to bring them into custody. They were brought into custody, as many suspects are. We continued our investigation. We found no facts to link them to the crime.
Tomba is also praising Berry for escaping her captivity and helping Gina DeJesus and Michelle Knight escape.
The only opportunity after interviewing the young ladies to escape was the other day when Amanda escaped. So they were in that home. They don't believe that they've been outside of the home for the last 10 years, respectively.
Berry and DeJesus went home yesterday. Family members asked the media to be patient and give the newly freed women some space. They include Berry's sister, Beth Serrano.
I want to thank the public and the media for their support and encourage over the years. And at this time, our family would request privacy so my sister and niece and I can have time to recover.
Cleveland Police Commander Thomas McCartney praises Berry's decision not to speak with reporters.
We can see that Amanda's on the road to health today. Initially, they thought Amanda would come out and talk to us. Amanda made a decision for herself today. Let's celebrate that.
DeJesus's father, Felix Ruiz, encouraged others to work to protect the community by helping police look out for children.
There's kids around here.
Watch them.
You have to come out and watch the kids. Even though you're not their parent, but guess what? You just became their parent.
DeJesus's aunt, Sandra Ruiz, asked the community not to act out of anger for the imprisonment of her daughter and the others.
The family and is asking that we as a community do not go retaliate against the family or the suspects of this crime.
Knight reportedly remains hospitalized.